The intricate relationships between biblical genealogy and DNA inheritance patterns reveal fascinating insights into the patriarchal lineages. The analysis begins from Sarai's genetic heritage, presenting a complex picture of familial connections which challenges traditional interpretations. While the Torah doesn't explicitly name Sarai's mother, the text suggests both Abraham and Sarai were actually foster children of Terah, rather than biological offspring. This interpretation stems from the Hebrew word Terah being linguistically connected to Keter Ket, which carries anti-Torah connotations. The genetic implications of these relationships become particularly significant when examining Isaac's birth. Genesis 24:67 illustrate Isaac's marriage to Rebekah, when Rebekah comforted Isaac's soul, in a way mirrored his mother Sarah, suggesting a genetic or spiritual similarity between Sarah and Rebekah. The narrative then delves into a fascinating transformation in the patriarchal genetic line. Initially, Abram possessed what's described as a Y1-Y2, X1, X2 type DNA structure. This underwent a divine modification when God changed his name to Abraham, marking both a spiritual and genetic transformation. This modified genetic pattern was subsequently inherited by Isaac, though with a subtle variation in the secondary X chromosome. The lineage continued through Jacob, who initially shared Isaac's DNA structure until a divine intervention transformed his Y1, Y2, X1, X2 DNA structure to Israel Y1, Y2, X1 DNA. A crucial genetic event occurs in the subsequent generation when Judah, carrying Abraham-like characteristics, meet Tamar, when Tamar conceived Zerah from Judah. This union manifests Zerah, who have specific Israel's genetic. The Hebrew term Ke'aria becomes particularly significant here, represent a grandson from Israel, identical Zerah, characterized by three Hebrew words, spelled as Zain Aleph Hay, Zain Aleph Rosh, and Zain Aleph Beth. The Hebrew term Zain Aleph Hay represent unconstrained, who harvest Yod Hay, Shekab Y DNA. Thus, Aben Yisroel, plunge semi-animal. The Hebrew term Zain Aleph Rosh represent enlightenment, intelligence, identical divine joy. Thus, Aben Yisroel manifest Torah truth value, modesty. The Hebrew term Zain Aleph Beth represent fierce power. Furthermore, the Hebrew term Aben Yisroel emerges as a central element, representing the fourth generation Beth Levi, Ela's lineage. This directly connected to divine blessing, associate Genesis 49:4 to Leviticus 18:22, illustrate the Hebrew term Asha, referring to albino genetic identical Ben Ferre associated with Joseph. The Hebrew term Ha'asha also represent divine virgin woman third generation Rosh Tzedek, and the Hebrew term Ha'asha represent Tamar. This means Ha'asha represent manifested divine virgin woman, identical Tamar. Genesis 49:9 and 49:24 illustrate further insight, associate Aben Yisroel divine blessing. Thus, elaborate process involving a divine virgin woman associate Aben Israel embryo. Torah illustrate Israel's daughter conceived this embryo who identified identical to Dinah, May, or Tamar. The first Tamar born was Perez, semi-animal shared characteristics with Esau, Joseph, but Zerah represented aspect associated Aben Yisroel identical Judah Israel. The Hebrew term Aben versus Aben carries additional significance, relating to concepts of cordage or flesh destruction, associated with pregnancies with Shekab Y DNA, identical Joseph, Esau, Perez. This connection necessitated specific Torah requirements for pregnancies and adding a legal and spiritual dimension to pregnancy responsibility. According to this logic, Tamar, Ha'asha, born Aben Yisroel, but Aben Yisroel embryo come from Judah sperm, entered divine virgin woman Asha's egg cell, created Aben Yisroel embryo. Thus, Tamar conceived Aben Yisroel embryo. Moreover, Numbers 3:11-13 illustrate every firstborn belong God. Thus, Perez is before Zerah, Aaron is before Moshe, Levi is before Judah, Esau is before Israel. Thus, Asha had to conceive Shekab Y DNA and curded Shekab Y DNA flesh, until secure a Ben Yisrael. This logic presents a unique perspective on biblical genealogy, combining traditional narrative elements with concepts of genetic inheritance and divine intervention. It suggests that the establishment of the Israelite lineage involved both physical and spiritual transformations, carefully documented through specific Hebrew terminology and biblical references. The analysis demonstrates how genetic inheritance patterns might have played a crucial role in fulfilling divine promises and establishing chosen lineage. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Until next episode, stay blessed!